President, Excellencies and distinguished delegates, thank you for your valuable interventions. I will now pass over to a number of colleagues that will address some of the issues raised, starting with a representative from the Ministry of Social Affairs.
Thank you, Permanent Secretary. Good morning, Mr. President and distinguished delegates. On the questions raised by Spain and others on the rights of people with disabilities, I would like to mention that there are several provisions in Icelandic legislation that aim to ensure equality, non-discrimination, and equal recognition before the law. A number of legislative amendments have been made to implement the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities into Icelandic legislation. As previously mentioned, a decision has also been made to incorporate the convention as a whole into legislation. A new act on the services of persons with disabilities that have long-term support needs was adopted in 2018. The legislation aims at ensuring that people with disabilities can fully enjoy their human rights on an equal basis with others, and it includes provisions for user-directed personal assistance that aims to ensure the right of people with long-term support needs to live an active and independent life. A new institution that monitors the quality of welfare services became operational earlier this month and will monitor the quality of services for people with disabilities according to the Act and other legislation. Several measures have been implemented on the basis of an action plan adopted in 2017. For example, relating to accessibility, employment, health, education, and independent living. One of the objectives of the action plan is to increase the labor market participation of people with disabilities, and targeted actions have been introduced to fulfill that objective. For example, an ongoing project aimed at creating more jobs within the public sector for people with disabilities. Additionally, emphasis has been placed on a long-term vision when it comes to policy making, and an increased effort has also been put into ensuring the involvement and active participation of people with disabilities in all matters, including with the establishment of a special consultative committee where the majority of the committee members are people with disabilities. In conclusion, I would like to mention that efforts have also been made to reduce the risk of inhuman treatment of people with disabilities and other vulnerable groups, including by amendments to the Patients' Rights Act. A bill is also being finalized to clarify the legal framework and better ensure respect for human rights and the protection of people in secure custody and secure care against inhuman treatment. I now give the floor to my colleague from the Ministry of Education, Science and Culture.